This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sander, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we're asking you today, what would you like to see in the new economic stimulus package? Get in touch with us on WhatsApp 01878988899 or Twitter, Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. What do we have?
Yeah, so looking at Instagram, we have one here from Ashu Rafa who says, emergency income support for affected individuals. Ratna just wants more exemptions. Gwen says, cash. Mm-hmm. Cash is great. Mm-hmm. Farouk says something for those who are unemployed.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. On Twitter, we've got Charles who says a tax relief for the fiscal year 2019.
Yes. For 2019, so the year before.
Yeah, for the year before.
Yeah, so at least right now it takes effect. There's an impact immediately,
because
right?
Because you're not going to be, paying up whatever your tax is for this year, right?
Yeah.
Because now it's the most important time to actually have cash, and that's why banks are giving you that leeway.
Because I got this email from LHDN that says you got to pay, and I'm just like, the timing was just like, it really gets to you.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't sit right. Yeah,
doesn't sit quite right. Mm.
They have deferred though till I think June or July, where you can actually, postpone your tax returns until June, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so, yeah. From 5,000 here, interesting suggestions. Defer the monthly tax on profits collected upfront. Mm-hmm. Defer the actual payout for the monthly EPF commitment employer has to make for each employee. I think that's also fair. Instruct all the GLCs to immediately pay all outstanding invoices to local SMEs, vendors, partners. Instruct all the GLCs to expedite any payment that needs to be made to their local SMEs, partners and vendors.
Mm. Mm. We also got in touch with Jennifer Ong.
Yes, we did. So, Jennifer yesterday spoke out and really sounded like the champion of SMEs and, of course, the F&B industry. And she said that there are many things that the government can do to help the SMEs, especially because, SMEs make up, like you said earlier, Jeff, 98.5% of the businesses in Malaysia. And we were talking about more than 900,000 of these establishments across the nation. And so she said that these are the guys that really need help right now. So I managed to catch up with her and I asked her a couple of questions, starting off with, what she would like to see in this new stimulus package.
Well, with regards to the new stimulus package, there are many things that we'd like to see, for the F&B industry and the SMEs, because I feel that the F&B industry have been sidelined. If you look at the points here, which I've actually broken it down. So I'm just going to give you some key points here, Audrey. Right, so let's now just talk about the financial related issues, right? I think we need to look at to waive all accrued interest and penalty charges that's applicable during the bank moratorium period. Now, we're very thankful that the government has stepped up and said, okay, we get 6 months of bank moratoriums. Now, but what about the accrued interest? What about the penalty charges? All these should be totally waived during the 6 months. And I think it's crucial and critical that the government provides all hospitality, F&B, tourism, SMEs, an interest-free or a soft crisis mitigation loan for businesses to survive over the next 6 months. And it has to come with speedy approval. It has to be disbursed in 3 days. There cannot be any assessment of credit scoring. And they can actually do this through disbursement through the commercial bank, and they can put a limit to it. But these are very, very important points. If you come to the employment related issues, I think what is really taxing on the F&B industry and the SMEs is basically the salaries. As you know that during the MCO, they are not allowed to open business. And God knows how long, after post-MCO, will it take them to actually have the business coming back to its feet again. So I think we should look into the possibility, or rather the government should look into allowing unpaid leave or some form of reduction of salaries during the MCO period or post-MCO period with a subsidy of 80% of employee salary, especially for those earning below 4,000 ringgit. That's really critical. And I think the government should also look into suspending all EPF, SOCSO and HRDF contributions from employers for 6 months. Now, that could be paid on a basis of, you know, looking at not having them pay or contribute for unpaid salaries. All these factors contribute to the cash flow, and cash flow is key right now for all these businesses in order for them to survive. And there's also another point that's really important for the government to consider is a relief of foreign worker levy for 1 year, because the F&B industry particularly rely heavily on foreign workers for its daily operations. So that part is also very significant to the cost of operations. Let's come to taxes as well, right? Now, if you look at what the government has already given the hotel and the tourism sector, which is actually the deferment of income tax for 6 months, the hotel and the tourism sector was also given a waiver of SST for 6 months. They were also given the permission to revise the profit estimates for 2020. And these three have not been granted to the F&B industry and the SMEs. And I think the government should make sure that these reliefs are also given to all the SMEs. And one of the biggest costs for F&B industry is rentals, right? And it would be critical as well for the government to issue a mandatory suspension of rental payments to landlords for 6 months, because the landlords already have bank moratoriums for 6 months. So why can't that be shared with the tenants who basically, you know, can't have any business anyway during the MCO period, right? And not just rentals. They also have to suspend all service charges from landlords for 6 months. And this is also very important. The other factor that the government has also given to the hotel and tourism is the utilities bill, right, from TNB. The hotel and tourism sector was granted a 15% discount from TNB. Unfortunately, that wasn't given to the F&B, that wasn't given to the SMEs. I think that should also be given to all SMEs and F&B industry for 6 months. And to sum everything up, I think one most important thing that the government has to ensure is to give more clarity. They have to be clear on all the relief measures, because at the moment, there is a disconnect between what authorities say and what implementing agencies are doing, right? And there must be consistencies with the agencies, especially the banks, the utility providers, the tax departments. They have to understand each other. They have to know what the government is saying, and to make sure that they make the process simple and smooth so that everyone can get help right now.
So, Jen, what's the best case scenario for the sector once the MCO is over?
What's the best case scenario for the sector once the MCO is over? To be honest, I don't think anyone has a perfect answer. There's so much uncertainties right now. Nobody knows who is going to be in business, who will not be in business. You know, the employees aren't sure whether they will have a job tomorrow. So, you know, this looks like a perfect storm impact to the economy of our country and globally, right? I think what we foresee, it will take at least 1 year for all businesses to recover its strength. It's going to be a long journey ahead for all of us, right? We need to build, we need to rebuild the confidence to the public, and we need to make sure we all feel safe to resume the lifestyle that we had before. But having said that, to be honest, I think our lifestyle will change. The way we live, the way we eat, the way we do things, the way we do business. I think all this is going to change because this is, you know, this is a situation where nobody knows how to handle it. Everybody is just trying to find ways to overcome a challenge day by day, right? But on a good side, I guess, you know, Malaysians and people will be coming back out to spend locally. And I think they will support the domestic economy. They will spend the vacations in Malaysia. They will spend more time eating in their hometown restaurants. They will visit more Malaysian places, buying local products, you know, visiting local stores. I think that will be the scenario, most likely. And, you know, if you look at the MCO impact. Right, this virus phobia that had been implanted into every Malaysian, it's going to change the way we live. For sure, right? People will probably have the pattern of taking away food, cooking at home, and this might last for weeks, months, for all you know. And, you know, everyone wants to be sure that the virus has been contained and there will be no fear anymore, you know, for going back out again, going to the cinemas again. And I think, you know, but nonetheless, I think distance dining will be the new norm after the MCO. You know, lest we forget, besides COVID-19, you know, we have a global recession. That's another issue we'll be facing. The economy, weather has just entered winter, to be honest. You know, the hotel industry is really badly hit globally. You know, big groups like Marriott has closed many hotels, and you know, even the F&B industry in America and in many countries, you know, in France, in Italy, they're all, you know, going on a trend of collapsing, right? So I think, you know, if we want to look at anything that will look good and promising, most likely we probably can look at something from June 2021 onwards. Yeah, this year is you know, I think, you know, this year it's probably a write-off for many businesses. It's going to take a long time for people to recover. So, well, at the end of the day, we just got to do what we're going to do, you know. And if these are the measures that has to be taken by the government, they have to do it. If they care enough for the businesses in Malaysia, if they care enough for the country, if they care enough for the people, they have to do something, right? So yeah. So I really look forward to getting more positive measures that will be introduced in the economic stimulus package too. Right. Thank you.
Well, that was Jennifer Ong, the founder and chairman of Harpa Group, giving her take on what she would like to see implemented in the new economic stimulus package. And I think she raised, you know, a very interesting point in the sense that, you know, even after this, I think a lot of people that she hopes that a lot of people would then start, you know, spending locally here and supporting the local business. Because I think, you know, we all know about the challenges that all the local businesses are facing at the moment. But once this is over, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, we can just forget about them, because this is going to take a year. You know, as Jennifer said, it's probably going to take them a whole year to recover from this.
It's a write-off.
Anyways, we're asking you, what would you like to see in the new economic stimulus package that should be announced in about 2.5 hours' time from now? You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. We'll be right back and we'll discuss more. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.